Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now start settling in. Okay, good. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. And once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Just notice you're a bit more present, a bit more at ease. Okay, good. Now, float back to childhood. You find yourself in between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. In a perfect place to grow up, totally safe. Go ahead and visualize that scene. That's right. Okay, and now imagine a perfect nurturer. It can be a male or a female or however you like. This perfect nurturer is kind of like a parental type figure, perfectly suited to you, but don't base them on your actual parents. And you can use one or two perfect nurturers. It doesn't really matter. So now imagine this perfect nurturer and then see them approach. And then from a distance, you can see their goodness and their sweetness. And there's something about their presence that already helps you settle even a bit more. That's right. That's right. So now they come nearer to you. And they also take an interest in you, but it's such a sweet, non-invasive, friendly interest in you. They kind of lean in, tilt the head, and they say, oh, what are you up to? What are you doing? They're just so interested. And now really feel that. And this interest feels very safe. And this interest of theirs is mixed up with delight, with joy and happiness to see you. And now really feel that. That's right. Keep going. There they are, so attentive, so receptive. And now actually let them know what's going on for you. What's new? That's right. And also have them give you physical affection in a way that works for you. That's right. Keep going. And notice how safe and secure you feel in the attachment relationship. And also in this visualization, just do your best. You don't have to do this perfectly, just do your best. That's right. So attentive, so present with you. And now notice how their presence and their receptivity help you settle even a bit more. That you really feel safe and secure. But now this is felt at an even deeper level. And they see the impact that they are having on you. They see that they're helping you settle. And they find that wonderful. They really want you to be well. That's right. Good. Good. Now we're going to work on shame. So now bring up something about yourself that you are not proud of. Something that you feel shame around. And you can even say it out loud, or you can say it silently to yourself. That's right. Give voice to that. And now, notice how there's a part of you that is worried about rejection, that maybe the perfect nurturers would reject you or somebody else would reject you for this flaw of yours. I want you to feel into that and recognize that. Take a minute and feel into that. Okay, good. And now have the perfect nurturers see this. They see that, you know, you feel bad, and they even see that you kind of, you're worried about they're rejecting you. And now they let you know they would never reject you. And also, it's so clear. You can see on their faces, they would never reject you. That's right. And now, and this is important, they see this sense of shame in you. They just see it as suffering. They just see it as upset. Now, they're not dismissing it in the least. They would never do that. But they, from their perspective, they don't actually think that there's anything wrong with you. Now, I want you to really see that clearly. Now, keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. And now, give voice to whatever feels unfinished about this shame for you, and just explain it to the perfect nurturers. And they're going to listen really attentively. That's right. That's right. Keep going. And now keep giving voice to whatever feels unfinished. And you can really get it that they understand what you're saying. And they also see that, oh, maybe there's a part of you that thinks there's something wrong with you. Now, they don't believe that, but it's okay if a part of you believes that. That's all right. There they are, just so present, so attentive. That's right. And now, just one more time, give voice to whatever feels unfinished. That's right. Now, really see their attentiveness. See how they're totally present with you and accept every bit of you right now. That's right. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear to feel better about this. You can really take that in. And we all make mistakes. We all have problems. You're just like anybody else. You have faults. It's completely okay. And now, see how it is completely obvious from the way that the perfect nurturers are, from the expression on their face, that they totally accept you. And now really let that touch the depth of your being. That's right. And now make a deep impression of that. And now you really are starting to feel a bit better. There's starting to be some relief. Some ease. Now the perfect nurturers see that. They just see how you're doing better. And now they just can't help but smile seeing that you're feeling better. What a delight. How wonderful that you've kind of work through some of this. That's great. And now see how happy they are and really take that in. That's right. And now given that, I mean, geez, we've really been through quite a lot with the perfect nurturers. We shared all this shame and upset around the shame. They soothed us. Now we're feeling better. We've kind of already been through a bit of a roller coaster with them. And just notice how that they've been there the whole time. How their reliability is so clear to you. Now let that reliability register at the very depth of your being. That's right. And also see how that there's this growing sense of belonging and connectedness. Look back to when you were upset and the perfect nurturers were soothing you. There was somewhat of an entrainment and a synchronization of mental and physical states. Like they attuned to how you were upset. You could see on their faces that it registered with them that you were upset. Then they guided you through this until you felt better. And they were so happy when you felt better. And then likewise, there was an attunement, or rather an entrainment and a synchronization of mental and physical states between you and the perfect nurturers. And all of this, this varied experience that you have had, all of it reinforces this sense of connection and belonging. Now really take that in. Feeling that deeply. Okay. Good. I'm making a deep impression of this. Now, turn your mind towards your real adult life going forward and see how you feel better about yourself going forward, that there is less shame and less expectation of rejection. So see yourself connecting more easily with others. Attuning more easily with others. They're attuning with you. Also delighting in others and others delighting in you. That's right. And I make a deep impression of this. And now I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.